Good evening. Well, when I sat down from the orchestra, I was like, talk slow and talk long. I was like, well, I might be able to talk slow, but I don't know about the length part. One thing I have over Brother Mason, I was like, I can talk short. He might keep you longer, but I won't be that long. And I do want to say I enjoyed that song. I've caught myself singing that song just out of the blue. That's my testimony. But talking about the trip, it was Thursday, June 16th, January, when I walked into school. I walked up to Brother Crosley and gave him some money for something. And walked back to my desk, and about 10 minutes later, he came in and said, "Caleb Ziegler, can I talk to you for a second?" I was like, "Oh, okay." So he brought me into his office and said, "We're planning a trip to Hungary and Romania this summer, and I've been looking for somebody that would be qualified to go." I was like, "Qualified? What's the qualifications? Because you might not know me as much as some people do, but." He told me some things about it and just said, go home and pray about it. Tell your parents to pray and just everybody to pray, really. So I did. I was like, sure, I'll go. I don't care. I'd love to do something like that. But then I asked him when it was. And it was right over youth camp. That was hard, because I enjoy youth camp, especially since it's the only one I go to. So I prayed all the more harder then, and I seriously just gave up and said, Lord, I'm willing to give up youth camp. I didn't want to, but I kept on, that song kept on coming back to my mind, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Am I really serious about that? Am I really willing to do what God wants me to do? Or what I want to do first, and then what God wants? But so, Brother Crosley kept on bringing me into his office like 3 times a week, and kept on coming home from school and like, send the principal's office again. But he kept on talking to me about it and said how great it would be that I'd go. And so I just finally made a decision, go ahead and do it. I never got a really clear answer from God, like saying, just like, go. But I was like, why not? Youth camp is for me. I can give it up 1 year. So I walked into school, told Brother Crosley, he's like, I guess I'll go. And thought he'd about to do a dance in the hallway. Just to give you like the schedule for the trip, we are flying out June 13th, Tuesday. Flying into Budapest, Hungary. And then, I'm not sure, we might get there and like crash, because we're going to be like really tired. But we're going to drive to Talpos. I guess that's how you say it. Talpos, Romania, to House of Hope Orphanage with Sally Sebo. I'm sure everybody knows who that is. We will be doing like a little VBS type thing with the kids there and like with some village kids. And like working with the youth, some with the youth service on Friday night. And then Brother Crosley will be preaching on Sunday there. And one bad thing about this trip would be it's going to be difficult as the language. You know, previous missions trips were Haiti, which language was different, but I didn't do much with the Haitians. But this one, won't be able to talk to anybody really, so do everything through an interpreter. And then that Monday, we're going to be driving back to Budapest, Hungary, and passing out 5,000 books in 5 days. 1,000 books each morning, and then like in the afternoon, we'll do some sightseeing. But the books are A Story of a Christian Soccer Player. I've actually never seen the book, so I really don't know what's in it. But it's the story of a Christian soccer player, and it has the salvation plan in it. And then, yeah, we've been doing some sightseeing. I don't know what all we'll do. But to go along with the book, I found this verse in Isaiah 55. Somebody, I forget who, but somebody mentioned it in the testimony one time. But it said, Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." Which basically means that with these books, we don't know what's going to happen to them. Some people can take them and throw them in the trash. But some people could take them and actually accept Jesus Christ into their hearts, and that's why we're doing it. And then we're going to fly back on Monday, the 23rd. This trip is going to be kind of busy. The first weekend is going to be way busy with that VBS and working with the youth and everything. But that's not what it's about. Jesus told us, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." And that's the bottom line. It doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. I mean, I can give you everything about this trip, but I'm going to try to show Jesus through my life to the children in Romania, and then I'm going to be handing out the gospel in Hungary, which is exactly what Jesus told us to do. And I told him, "I'm willing, Lord, I'll do that. If you can use me, then use me." So after you go into all the world and preach the gospel, there's really nothing else to say. Not sure how long this is, but it's short. One thing I didn't tell you, that Ed and Heather Durham is who we're going to be working with in Budapest, Hungary. We'll be staying in like an apartment thing in Hungary that has like every convenience, I guess, so that won't be too bad. The food, I don't know about the food. It might be a little difficult too. Yeah, Daddy said he don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, but Mommy leaned over and said, "But we know what goes in it." I go, okay. Yeah, the country we're going to is Hungary. Hopefully I'm not going to be too hungry over there. But I guess that's all I have to say. Tell him who's going? Okay. Brother and Sister Crosley, their daughter Melissa, Kayla Graff, which is one of the seniors, Travis Stroop, which is one of the seniors there. I know, Mom. Travis and Kirsten Stroop, which their parents are teachers up there. You're looking at me funny. What are you doing? Oh, Travis. No, Travis ain't going. It's Lane. Lane Webb's going, yeah. So it's Kayla Graff, Lane Webb, Kirsten Stroop, me, and Nick Golden. Some of you might know Nick Golden. But it'll be an enjoyable trip, I guess. It'll be busy, but it'll be fun. So thank you for your attention in this 8 minutes. I don't know how long it was, but hopefully you got an idea of what's going to happen. I mean, you really can't tell what's going to happen until it happens. But do I have to say anything else? Because I'm like out of words. Thanks.